So the result today went your way, but do you accept that ULEZ expansion has come at a deep political cost to you?
Well, this landmark decision today is good news for London, because it means from the end of August we can make greater progress in cleaning up the air in outer London. The decision to expand ULEZ was a difficult one for me to take. It wasn't taken lightly, but it's essential we make more progress cleaning up the air in our city. We know every year in our city there's around 4,000 premature deaths directly linked with air pollution, children with stunted lungs forever, and adults with a whole host of health issues from asthma to cancer, dementia to heart disease. But I have been listening. I'll carry on listening. From next week, we're massively expanding those eligible for financial support. Almost 1 million families from next week who receive child benefit will receive and be eligible for support. Every small business from next week will be eligible for support, and every charity for additional support. But I'll carry on listening and responding to any concerns Londoners may have.
But on the politics of this, do you accept some personal responsibility, at least, for the by-election loss in Uxbridge?
Well, this decision to expand the ULEZ was a difficult one. It wasn't one taken lightly, but it's an essential and a vital one. I think tackling the climate emergency, tackling air pollution, are issues bigger than politics, and what we're trying to do is address those issues, but at the same time accept people have genuine concerns that require addressing, and that's why from next week a massive expansion of those eligible for support.
Keir Starmer said that it was a reason you lost in Uxbridge. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'm quite clear as the mayor. This decision to expand ULEZ was a very difficult decision for me to make. Wasn't one I took lightly.
And lost you both in Uxbridge. Do you accept that?
Wasn't one I took lightly, but it's the right one. What I'm doing is listening. I've been listening for the last few months. An example of the consequences of listening is the massive expansion of support from next week. But I'll carry on listening, because it's really important we try and take Londoners with us. The good news, 96% of cars in London already are compliant. In outer London, 9 out of 10 cars seen driving on an average day are already compliant. So the vast, vast, vast majority of Londoners won't pay a penny more, but we'll see the benefits of clean air. Those who are worried, I'd encourage them to check the TfL website, because you may have a compliant vehicle, you don't realise it. If your vehicle isn't compliant, there's probably support available, and almost certainly more support from next week.
OK, but you're at odds with the Labour leadership on this. Keir Starmer, immediately after what happened in Uxbridge, said that there needs to be a rethink there. That's not a great position for the party to be in, is it?
Well, it was a hard decision for me to make.
And hard to go against Keir Starmer on this.
Well, it was a hard decision for me to make to expand the ULEZ. I welcome the decision from the High Court today, because it means we can go ahead on the 29th of August and expand it so those in outer London who breathe the worst air, 5 million Londoners, are not breathing cleaner air. For me, clean air isn't a privilege, it's a human right. Nobody would accept dirty water. Why dirty air?
And there's nothing now that would mean that wouldn't go ahead as planned on time.
So the ULEZ expansion will be taking place on the 29th of August. But we're going to carry on listening to Londoners about more we can do to support them. The good news is in outer London, 9 out of 10 cars that are driving on an average day are already compliant, won't pay a penny after August 29th. We'll see the benefits of clean air. The further good news is from next week, an expansion of those eligible. Almost 1 million families now eligible. Every small business now eligible. Every charity now eligible for more support. But we'll carry on listening to Londoners to see what more help we can give them.